Hello, my name is Andrew Ford. This is my partner, Caitlin Meyer. Yes. And you're Pal Concop?
Yes.
Yes. You can clarify that if you want. But.
Yes.
And we're here today to learn about what it's like to be an ESL student in Tulsa Community College, meaning English as a second language. And we're interviewing at the Northeast Campus of TCC at 1 p.m. on Thursday, September 24th. And how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
Yes.
Dude, is this like your first class here?
This is my first class, but I used to take 2 years ago, and then I went to TTC Tulsa Tech. Tulsa Technology College Center. About two years, and then I wanna go to college, and then I try, I try to take a test, TOEFL test, and then I passed. If we pass TOEFL, if we get 500 above 500, yeah, we can go college, but if we don't get 500, if we get 460 to 500, we can take IEP program, so that means intensive English program, so that I don't need to take the test, a TOEFL test anymore. So and then well, after I complete this class, I can go to college. Mm-hmm. And then, I can take whatever I want.
Okay. That's awesome. So how long is this class going to take? Just a semester or?
Yeah, that's a semester,
Just one semester?
Yeah.
What do you plan to do, like in college?
My passion is one back in my country. I like doing a computer science, something like that, but I think about two. I want to learn mechanical engineer, something like that, so because it's related with my job. So that's why I think about. But basically, if I go there, I'm gonna take general course first, and then I will decide. think about.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how long have you been in Oklahoma? Or the whole United States?
The United States, eight months.
Did you move here alone or?
That is a long story. So, I came as a refugee, and then I came along. use better than our countries. So that's why I arrived as asylum at asylum in Malaysia, and then I waited 6 years, and then I came here. So it's long process.
Do you live with anyone now, or do you still like live by yourself? Or?
Now I live by myself. I live with my one of my friends. So yes.
Do you miss anything about Myanmar? Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Do you miss anything from that?
Yes. Yeah, I miss my parents, my brother and sisters. Yeah.
Did you live with everyone back there?
I wanna go back when I become a citizenship. So.
So as soon as like you're done with college, you're just heading back.
That's music.
Well, that's awesome.
I love this country, so there's a lot of opportunity.
Do you think you ever want to try to get them over here? Like your parents and like your relatives and friends?
Yeah, I think about if I can, but it's hard. So
yeah.
It's financial, yeah, we need financial support or whatever. Yeah, that's why, but I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know how much it costs to do that stuff?
It's, I can, but I can estimate.
Yeah.
I can estimate, but some people said maybe 5,000, between 5,000 and 10,000.
Per person?
So, yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Oh. That is expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive. So, and then it depend on my income too. So that's why. So, yeah.
So do you have a lot of financial aid here at TCC?
No, it is only I pay by myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the United States before those 4 years that you've been here? Like any visits, or is this like your first time?
No, in this 4 years, that is my first time. Yeah.
How different is the United States from Myanmar?
Yes, a lot. Yes, a lot.
In what ways?
So, basically, the reason why I came from here is we need freedom. And we need a better opportunity, better education, and a better freedom, religious, and yeah, a lot. So yeah, back in our country, we have a lot of civil war, and then we are a minor nationality.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, we not equality, so that's why, yeah, I left my country and then try to try to seek asylum, yeah, asylum, and then as a refugees. So
is there like a lot of like religious persecution over there?
Yes.
Yeah. Or what religion are you?
Christian.
Christian, and
yeah.
They don't like that. Or a lot of people
don't. they were only one religion, something like that before, but now it's better. But it's currently is kind of better, but yeah, it's same thing, but. Yeah, but it's on the news is kind of better, but it's not. They are still doing some different way or whatever. So.
Yeah. Random. But what was the food like over there?
The food.
Different from.
Yeah. basically, our basis food is typical food is rice. So yeah, I like rice.
Yeah.
And even I have here rice. So.
So there's a lot more here.
Yeah.
And do you prefer it here over there?
I prefer here too. Yeah.
Did you guys celebrate any holidays over there?
Here or there or holiday? Yeah.
What are some of those?
We holiday like Christmas, New Year, and like we have our traditional holiday, like we call Kodo, yeah, our minor nationality, yeah. So here's our community, a lot of our community will celebrate over here too, so in October. So yeah, if you wanna come join us, you can come and join us. So yeah.
Do you still celebrate those holidays here?
Yeah.
With everyone?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you met anybody from Myanmar here?
Yeah, a lot. Is from Myanmar?
Yeah.
Is maybe 8,000 around 8,000 live over here in Tulsa. Yeah.
That's a lot to make friends and stuff, though. Right?
Yeah. So I feel like home. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, in Cheers, yeah, we speak our language. We use only the even. In the work, yeah, a lot of people, we work together, so we just
yeah.
Our language, so yeah.
You guys have a little
yeah.
faction?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any hobbies you do with them here, or like any things that you like to do in Tulsa specifically?
Hobby?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like activities.
Activities, so basically, I like... Yeah, some activity, but I don't have time to do that.
Does a lot of your time come to TCC?
Yeah, come to TCC, go to work. Yeah, that's it. So.
Where do you work at?
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool?
Yeah, do you know Whirlpool?
What's that?
Okay. Hot tub place?
Yeah. Stop tub, or we call rings. Yeah, gas ring, electric rings.
Yeah. How long have you worked there for?
4 years.
Oh, since you got here?
Yeah, that is my first job.
Oh,
yeah,
that's...
Yeah.
Did you have any jobs over there?
Yeah.
Were they the same? Or, like, were they similar?
Oh, before...
Yeah, yeah, in
yeah.
Myanmar.
Oh, no. I didn't have... But we, you know, back then, we have... there is no job opportunity, so... even if you go to school and get degree, yeah, it's hard to find a job. So
yeah.
That's why a lot of people move another country and find jobs like that.
So, if you were to go back there with a degree, you don't think you could find any jobs there?
No. It's fine.
Did they tell you guys just what to do, or? Or is it just like a lot of unemployment?
So a lot of everybody want to work,
yeah,
right, but there's no job.
There's no
yeah,
job.
There's no job, no company. There's some company but not a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what do people do over there?
So basically they're farming. Like, but farming mean not like here. This here farming is rich people can farm, right? But over there farming is like, or most of them are poor people do, like that. Daily job. They get paid for only one day per day, something like that. So it's hard. It's horrible.
So it's hard.
Horrible. Yes. Suffer. Sucker. So
what do they farm over there?
Paddy. I can call it before the rice camp. Paddy or what was the
rice name? Patties? Like
yeah, patty,
yeah.
Yeah,
rice
yeah,
patty.
Yeah, patty, yeah.
Maybe you're fine.
Yeah. That's basically all. Some of them do bean, something like that. Yeah.
Did you do a lot of farming over there?
Yes. Before I moved, I left the country. Yeah, I do. Not my own farm, but
yeah
people have farm and then I work for them. That's it. So
were you born in Myanmar?
Yeah, I born.
What year?
1983. Yeah.
And you were there until like 2015?
Then
moved here?
I left my country in 2018, and then I went to Malaysia. I stay at about over 6 years, and then I moved here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So where did you first move to Tulsa, or was it somewhere else in the United States?
Oh, that's the first place.
To Tulsa?
Yeah, in Tulsa. Yeah, this is my first place.
Why Tulsa of all places? Like, I mean, just the middle of the U.S., like not the coast or something?
I think one of our community leader, yeah, he used to live over here, and also he used to a professor at ORU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then, yeah, when a lot of people come over here, so we come together, and then, yeah, do make a big community here.
Gotcha.
So.
Does that mean you're one of the Zomi population?
Yeah, Zomi, yeah.
Is that minority different than like the others specifically?
Yeah, so the Myanmar is the country, right? But we have Burma. Yeah, we also know Burma, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is Burma nationality, right? That is majority, but we have different minorities nationalities. So, and we are one of the minor nationalities, so.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know Zomi?
I know there's a lot of
Zomi
in Tulsa.
Yeah, that's what we call Myanmar. So like I said, it's about 8,000 to maybe 10,000 between, yeah. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
After TCC, do you plan to go to ORU?
Oh, no, that's too expensive. Yeah, so I might go to, I think about if I can go, yeah, if I can go, I think about OSU, yeah, here in Tulsa, yeah, it's close. transport is close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close is cheap.
Yeah, close and cheap, yeah.
And you want to be a mechanical engineer? Or something around that field?
I think about mechanical engineering and computer science, so that is fight in my brain, so
yeah.
Is which one, I don't know yet, yeah.
What are the pros and cons with those? Like, why would you choose one over the other?
Because, computer science is my passionate, and then here's, in the nations that I heard about, that is the high demand job opportunity over here.
Mm-hmm.
And mechanical engineering is like is related to my job, and then also this Tulsa area is high demand too, I think it's high demand, so that's why I don't want to leave another area, so I want to leave to that. So that's why I think about it. So yeah, I don't know yet. I can tell the pros and cons, but that is between mechanical engineering and computer science. So
you know you want to live in Tulsa for a good amount of time still. Or do you want to move out sometime?
Do you mean visit somewhere or what?
Like, how long do you expect to like be in Tulsa? Like just a city. Like, you could go to the coast or in a different state.
I think about here's a lot of our communities here, so that's why I don't want to move anywhere.
Feels
like home, so.
Are there any places in the U.S. that you'd like to visit just to, like, see them?
Most of them live in Indianapolis and Texas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, like Bowling Green, something like that. So yeah, most of them Yeah, some of them are live different place, but here's a lot. Yeah, too many people live over here. Mm-hmm.
It's fun, yeah. Right. So how often do you hang out with your other people here?
Weekend.
On weekends?
Yeah, weekend, go to church, and then after church, just hang out, or, less hour, that's it. Basically, that's it.
Do you have this class with anybody that you know, or beforehand, the ESL class? Somebody from Myanmar.
So one of the lady from Myanmar, your group, from your group, her sisters, go to we have the same class over here too. We don't know each other before, but we know, right?
Yeah.
we each other now. Yeah, we know each other. So like that. Two or three people also go over here too. Yeah.
Small world.
It's small world.
Have you noticed that you get treated differently than other people? Like, do you get discriminated against when you go places? Because you're not originally from the U.S., has anybody been mean to you just for that?
I don't feel like that. Everybody, together, equality, is treated equality.
You're treated much better than you were in Burma.
Quality's a United States landmark.
So earlier you mentioned that you were able to get asylum.
Yeah.
Can you tell us how that worked? Like, how did you get it?
So asylum mean we leave we were under a military government. And then, so like Ariel, like I mentioned, there is no freedom, no equality, religion, and then poor education system, something like that. So, and then we left, and then I went to Malaysia, and then Malaysia they have United Nations refugees. They opened the office, and then we apply a lot of community. These Burmese, Myanmar people, Burmese people are asked. Refugee, we become like that, so that's why. So if we have opportunities, it's not good, but God prepared for us. So, and if we come student visa or something like that, we need a lot of money. We need we have to speak English or whatever. So we have a lot of requirement. So. But yeah, God prepared for us for our people. So yeah.
Do you go to church here often?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Yeah.
What church do you go to?
Far East Mission Church. So that is the Zomis. Our pastor is Zomis, so all church members are Zomi, and then we worship our own language. And then it's about 800 to 1,000 members.
All at once?
Yeah.
That's a big church.
Yeah, big church, yeah.
So how exactly does your church work? Like, do you just show up and listen to the sermon, or, like...
Do you guys participate in any activities there, or...?
If we have free time, some activity, I participate, some activity.
Yeah. Does it mean a lot to you, your religion?
Yeah, sometimes we have a Saturday night that is youth service. So yeah, we also have the youth service every Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, and also Sunday night. a lot of church activity.
Were you not allowed to go to your church back in Myanmar?
There's some back in the day. So yeah, sometime the Surya or military or come and then come our village, and then they don't allow to worship. But if they left, it's okay. But if they are there, sometimes they didn't allow. So, and then sometimes they close the church.
So the soldiers weren't always there in the village? Like, they'd leave and come back?
Sometimes they patrol, you know what I mean? Patrol village to village, something like that. So, yeah.
Were you going to be forced to be a soldier if you stayed? Because, like, were they going to do mandatory military service like some countries do?
So, the...
If you would have stayed instead of coming here, would you have had to join the military?
Like, would they have forced you to be a soldier? Oh.
So that, not forced, but sometimes they do force to volunteer work like that. So like doing a how do you say, doing the road, something like that, car road, so making road or bridge or
like building would they have hurt your family if you refused to do anything for them?
Sometimes they're very violent. So if you don't follow, they do give money or whatever, violent too. So yes.
How much family do you have over there?
My three siblings, six family.
And are your siblings all like your age? Or like close to your age?
Not close. So yeah, it's
it's a
4, 5, eight difference.
Going back to religion, do you use your religion daily? Like, is that like a big motivator in your life?
Yes, like, a big yeah.
You go to like God every day or?
Yeah, it's a big motivator.
Big motivator?
Yeah.
Did you think about pursuing any kind of degree in religion?
I'm not a talker, so that's why I can do so. But I can tell as much I can, but I don't want. I'm not a person on pulpit.
Yeah.
I'm not a speaker, so that I don't want to pursuing religion degrees.
Mm-hmm. So we're actually nearing 30 minutes. So do you have any questions for us that you'd like to ask? It can be about the interview, just anything or.
No. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for us. Thank you for asking like something like that, that give me a chance for express what I have inside my heart.
Thank you so much for answering us.
Yeah. It's truly our pleasure to like interview and ask you about your experience and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Yep. If you do end up having any questions like you'd like to ask us or anything you'd like us to know, the email that we emailed you, you can always just reply to that or like send us something else.
Okay.
And you know, the interview will probably be on OSU. You heard in like 6 to a year or something, and you can always check that out.
The OSU homepage, they have an entire page just for oral history. You can just type it into Google. OSU Oral History Archive.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll show you.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for your time and everything.
All right. Thank you.
It was great meeting
you. Thank you.